Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I hope you are having a fantastic week. This is your host, Curtis Harwell, and you are listening to America's best and most listened to fitness show, the Curtis Harwell Show, with over now 5 million listens. So I want to thank you, everybody who's listening to the show today, and everybody who has listened to the show live and to all of our podcasts. I really appreciate it. Let me tell you, the show would not be the show that it is without you. And I try on a daily basis to discuss topics to help you and your family to a better and healthier lifestyle. My entire life is involved in health and fitness and in the fitness industry and the IFBB, the MTC. I try to work with, you know, pretty much any and everyone that I can. So everything that I do is involved in fitness and health, and it's not an avocation, it's not a job, it's my life, it's what I do. So I really do appreciate you listening to the show all the time, and hopefully I bring you timely topics, because I get all my topics from you, the listeners. So I very, very, very seldom come up with topics on my own anymore. You know, we're well in the 200s of shows now, you know, several years, so... I get all my topics from you. You know, I get topics from my clients. I get topics from people that I see, people that stop me and along the way. And that's where I get my topics. And sometimes I get my topics a half hour, 45 minutes, even before I'm coming on the show, you know, just waiting for the right thing to click in my head for a show. But if you'd like to participate in the show today, or if you have any questions or any input, you can get me at several places. You can get me at my email at curtis@curtisharwellfit.com. You can get me over on Twitter at curtisharwellbb for bodybuilder. You can get me at Curtis Harwell on Facebook. You can get me at Curtis Harwell Fit on Facebook. And you can get me at the Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show on Facebook also. So you can reach me at all those places. If you'd like to call in the show today and participate, because I think we're going to have one heck of a good show. And it's to be honest with you, it's going to be a little controversial show. But you know, if you've been listening to the show, you know I'm not a very PC person, never going to be. I don't really have to answer to anybody, and I don't worry about sponsors, and I'm here for you. I'm not here getting paid by somebody else to feed you a line of crap and not give you the truth. So, but you can also call in the show today at 347-850-8748. Again, another terrific show today, this show came about from, just believe it or not, a person that I met. I was at Walmart, and I was standing in line, and I just happened to get done working out, and I was standing in line. Very seldom do I walk around without my hoodie on, but this particular day, and this was yesterday, I didn't have my hoodie on. So, you know, most of us that are bodybuilders, been doing it a long time, who are competitive, pros, whatever, you know, you kind of looked apart. So I was standing in line at Walmart, and an older lady came up to me, and you know, she hasn't been training, but she wanted to start working out. And she asked me, you know, is Gold's Gym a good gym to work out? They seem to be about the biggest one around, so were they a good gym to train at? And that's what the show is about today. So, you know, and I've gotten this question before, but it just kicked in my head. So, you know, when looking for a gym, is Gold's Gym your best choice because they're big? Now, before we even get into that, I'm going to list a few things that I think a gym absolutely, you know, must have before you even consider them a gym to work out in. Okay, now it's ironic that the place you go to in order to get in the shape may be the place that's holding back your progress more than anything else when you go to the gyms. Now, I will tell you, you know, gyms have changed a lot since Arnold Schwarzenegger first broke a sweat, you know, in one in the early 60s. Now, most gyms, and I'm saying most gyms, just not only goals, but most gyms aren't interested in whether you meet your goals or not. I'm sorry, but that's the fact. And the sooner that you accept that, the sooner you'll be able to pick a gym that's going to work for you. So most gyms aren't interested in whether you meet your goals or not. They profess that they do. They will make T-shirts that they do. They will look the part and act the part, but they do not follow through on the part, okay? So most gyms aren't interested in no way, shape, or form whether you meet your goals or not. As long as they keep traffic moving in and out of that gym and they can prevent the members from inadvertently killing themselves, they really don't care if you lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, if you put on 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. You know, they don't care if you fill out your shirt sleeves or show up in a bench, you know, showing up to, say, work out on the bench press wearing a polo shirt and blue jeans. They just really don't care. They just really don't give a crap, you know, for the most part, what you look like or anything when you walk in that gym. As long as you're paying the dues, and they got your credit card on file, and they can automatically bill pay you every month, guess what? They don't care because you're paying them, and you're paying them whether they do a good job or not. But I will tell you, I do care. I sincerely care of the thousands and thousands of people that I work with, or have worked with over the years, and the people, the tens of hundreds of people that I work with on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, a yearly basis, the clients that I have, the clients that I have had, the people that I've worked with all over the world, I care. Now, that's exactly why I come up with a few things that you should have when choosing a gym that will help you build the body that you want, not just the one that pays its membership dues, okay? Because the whole point is when you go into a gym is to come out better than when you first went in. I think that's the goal. But I will tell you, for the most part, when you walk into gyms and you see people, and if you belong to the same gym day after day, week after week, and year after year, I can absolutely guarantee you that anywhere from 50 to 80% of those people that were in that gym when you first started are all fatter. They're not in better shape. They're all fatter because ultimately they think all they have to do is come to the gym, get on the treadmill, play a little bit, throw the weight around a little bit with no instruction. Now, you can get instruction, but you almost have to take out a small mortgage, a second mortgage loan on your home to be able to get the training that a lot of these gyms are going to give you, and specifically Gold's Gym. Now, it's not all of them, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But you have to take out a small mortgage on your home to pay some of these things. You know, you get these packages where you get a 10-package training session, which consists of nothing but air and hot air from your trainer. You may pay as much for 10 visits as much as $1,200. I got to tell you, that sounds pretty damn stupid to me to pay $1,200 for 10 sessions plus what you're paying for the membership and you get nothing out of it. So, and again, this is solely my opinion, but some of the things that you should look for, number one on the top of the list is quality trainers. Now, I'm going to tell you right up front, you are going to pay through the nose to Gold's Gym and a lot of the other gyms, but specifically today, because we're talking about Gold's and because of their size, you're going to pay through the nose to get a Gold's Gym trainer. Even if you're not interested in personal training, it's smart to work out in a place that employs people who know what the hell they're doing, okay? Now, it makes for a better atmosphere and gives you the opportunity to get sound advice if you ever do want or need it. Now, for the most part, these places, Gold's is not going to give you a whole hell of a lot, and I'm generalizing because some of the Gold's are different, okay? Because these are franchises, and some of the franchises are run differently than others. So if you're looking at the Mecca or if you're looking at Gold's Gym out in Venice, you can't compare that gym to, let's say, gyms in Austin where I live. I wouldn't recommend anybody to work out in any Gold's Gym in the Austin, Texas area. I just would not, okay? Now, so you want somebody to be able to give you sound advice. For the most part, if you go into the gym and you want some advice, you're going to have to pay for it. In the old days, and when I say the old days, I'm talking even up until the 1980s and maybe even the early 90s, you actually, when you got a membership from a gym, you would get about a week's worth of basic entry-level training. Guess what? You don't get that anymore. Very seldom do you get that because the day that you sign that membership, especially at Gold's, they are attacking you. They are trying to get money out of you for training. They want to sell you training. Again, they do not care about whether or not you get fit. They care about whether or not you pay them more money. Now, looking at a trainer. Now, a trainer should be certified. Now, there's lots of different organizations out there, I'm going to tell you, to get your that these trainers get their certification from. You have places like the NSCA, the ACSM, the NASM, or ISSA, okay? Think up an alphabet of numbers, and you got a training company that you can get your training certificate from. Now, these particular ones are the leading fitness education groups in the industry. And while their philosophies all have, in my mind, major flaws, if you get a certificate from them, it proves at least two things. Okay, the supposed trainer took some time to do some reading, and they had to pass an exam. I don't really think the exams are very challenging, and it could show that, you know, whether it's a he or she, they could be serious or passionate about training. But let me tell you, that's not always the case. And a lot of these people just do this because they're just eager to make a quick buck, or at least in their mind, they think that they're going to be able to make a quick buck and not have to do much work for it. And basically, if you see a lot of these trainers, they're on their telephones, they're texting, they're answering emails while they're on the phone. They're really not interested. They're not paying attention. I see it all the time. People are using wrong form, wrong weights, wrong reps. They're doing exercises that you're looking at, and you just wonder where in the world did they get these exercises from? Okay. But in my mind, what is even more important than this little certification, again, you're paying $400 to $600 for the certification, doesn't mean that you've ever worked out in your life, doesn't mean that you even look the part, you can be fat. I mean, I can list you trainers right now, especially, again, because I'm in the Austin area. You go into the Gold's Gym, and these people are fat. Now, I'm not talking about a little fat. I'm talking fat. You know, you kind of want somebody to train you that looks the part. Now, So more important than the certification is experience, track record, mentorship. Have they worked with other trainers that have been doing this for a long time? Have they ever worked with private trainers that don't work for gyms? Have they done any of that? You know, if a trainer has a long list of terrific testimonials or reviews from successful clients, you know, and you also have to look and see how young the trainer is. Have they ever interned with somebody? You know, did they, you know, how many people have they worked with? Have they worked one, two, three, four, five people? You know, I really, really think that you have to get a trainer that has lots of experience. And experience only comes with working with people or doing internships or mentorships, which is important. And again, you know, when you see all of these trainers and they have all of these damn initials behind the back of their name, most of us that are trainers do not put all of these damn initials behind our name, okay? All you have to do is have a short conversation with a trainer. All you need to know whether or not he or she can help you achieve your goals. That's all it takes, okay? Okay. Now, so if you're in the market for a trainer and you want to test their knowledge, ask them how they would prioritize your training. Okay. How would they plan your training over the long term to ensure continued progress? What would be things? What is their game plan? What would they look to do? Okay. And then ask them, you know, what is the main benefit of paying someone to oversee your workouts? Well, you know, if the trainer just looks at you and said, well, you know, I'll just keep training, you know, keep changing up the program a little bit. You know, I'll switch it up a little bit here or there. You know, when you stop making progress, we'll try to do this and that. I'm going to tell you what you need to do is politely get up and run in the other direction as fast as you can and find yourself another gym, okay? You know, especially if they give you some funny look and then they look and then they give you that look like they're a deer in the headlights, run as fast as you can. Because most of these people don't have a clue what they're doing, okay? Now, you know, and the same goes with if you get some trainer that is pretentious, tries to just overwhelm you with terms and other different things that you don't even have a clue what they're talking about, run as fast as you can. You want someone to be able to speak to you in what I call 5-cent words, not dollar words, so you can understand what in the heck they want to do. You know, you want to hear that you'll start off with some kind of assessment, and then alternate periods of higher volume and higher intensity. There are all kinds of ways to do that. But that's the basics of making progress, okay? You have to have a plan. Not changing the exercise of random every workout and hoping for the best is not what you're looking for a trainer. Secondly, you want to look for good equipment. You don't have to have equipment that's going to be on a space station in outer space. You need stuff, okay? You got to have stuff like Smith machines, squat racks, benches, things that aren't all tore up, things that look good. Okay, you know, the gym should be in good shape. The gym should have equipment, free weights, dumbbells, you know, a wide array of different things, okay? So if train in a place that has, you know, all kinds of machines for all different body parts. That's what you need to do. I also recommend that, you know, you got to have machines for legs, upper body, biceps, triceps, shoulders, chest, back, hamstrings, all of those machines, okay? Okay. And those are all really important, okay? So it's important that they have good, clean operational equipment. And if you walk through the gym and half of the equipment is down or non-operational, run as fast as you can. Another thing, believe it or not, and this is something that kind of we've all heard of Planet Fitness kind of plays with, is the intimidator factor. Going to the gym should never feel like you're going home. You don't want it to be that comfortable, okay? It's tempting to choose a gym because it's quiet, never gets crowded, and most of the clientele looks like your grandmother. So when you see stuff like that, you know what? The average person just coasts through their workout. And then you tell yourself you had a great training session and you really didn't. This is the worst mistake you can make, and no training program, diet, or supplement is going to make up for it, no matter how effective, okay? When you enter a gym, you should feel a lot of positive energy. You should just feel it when you walk through the door, okay? You also should feel, believe it or not, a little bit of anxiety. That's the mindset you need for focused, intense workouts, okay? An example, again, is like, I hate saying it, and I do, work out with people at Planet Fitnesses, but when you walk into a Planet Fitnesses, a Planet Fitness, there's no intimidation. You don't have that anxiety feeling. You feel no positive energy, especially when they're serving pizza when you get ready to leave the gym. So that's not what you're looking for, okay? Okay. I actually would never want to be the strongest guy in my gym. And I will tell you, a lot of times I am. I'm sorry, but I am. You can only go down from there. Now, but again, I'm competitive. I've been doing this for years. I compete with myself every day, so I'm a different individual. So which, you know, but the average person does not, do that. If you want to get big and strong, you need to train with people who are bigger and stronger than you are to push you, inspire you, and make you feel that results you want are both attainable and just a little bit out of reach. But that's the intimidation factor. I don't think you get that at Gold's Gym anymore, for the most part. I really don't. I don't think you get that because it's about money, money, money. Soon as you walk through the door, you have to go through a maze of supplements, a maze of clothing. It's almost like a grocery store now. When you leave the grocery store, you got to pass the magazines, you got to pass the candy, you got to pass the Coke, and all they're wanting to do is sell you something. They give you that little bitty ass smile at the desk, and every once in a while they may say bye when you leave, but for the most part, open to close, all they're trying to do is get money out of you, and they're not worried about getting you in shape, okay? You want to also look for believe it or not, a gym with intense music. Okay, you want a place that will have maybe a board in it. It's one of those dry erase boards with people's best lists on it. Okay, because that helps other people. That motivates other people to get stronger, to get better. Even if your fitness goal is to lose an inch off your waist, just to touch your toes. You won't get there training at a place that looks and feels like your living room. Like when y'all walk through and you go and you got couches and you got recliners and you got chairs. God Almighty, you can have that at home. That's not what you're looking for in a gym. Okay? And you want camaraderie with people in the gym. That takes me to my next thing, number four, like-minded people. And again, I just mentioned camaraderie. Without it, you can do, or with it, you can do everything right and get good results. Okay? With it, you can do everything wrong and sometimes still get great results. Okay, just think about how many guys you see in the gym who don't know what they're doing. Their form is awful, they have no clear plan for their workouts, and they probably don't even eat healthy when they get home. And to add insult to injury, guess what? They're in better shape than you are. Okay? And the reason for this is usually because they bust their asses in the gym. They have that drive to do that because they train with like-minded people who share the same goals, discipline, and the ravenous appetite to make gains, okay? Now, you look at Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold had that camaraderie with all the bodybuilders at Gold's Gym. It's legendary. I've been there. I was there. But he might not have made it even that far if he hadn't found a similar brotherhood growing up where he did. And he talks about this and talks about his relationships in his book, The Education of a Bodybuilder. So the like-minded people. Another thing is traffic control, okay? You got to be able to get on equipment. You got to be able to get on machines. You have to have people that are like-minded, that have gym etiquette so you can get on machines and off, okay? And the gym that you're working out in should always provide you with options and a plan B, okay? So if, for example, if you wanted to do something like deadlift, but the platform for deadlifting, somebody's using it, you know, you should be able to go into another area, put mats down or something, grab a bar, and be able to do deadlifting there. Okay? So cable machines are taken. You should be able to put something together to be able to do things that you do on a cable machine. Another big thing for me is a lack of stupid rules, and I got to tell you, Gold's Gym is getting as bad as any other place when it comes to the rules. So if you got a bunch of rules and stuff that you can't understand, just keep walking. And that's my number six. I just want to tell you, the Gold's Gym today is not the gym that Papa Joe or Joe Gold started. It's not the same. You go out to Venice, California, and you go to the Mecca. That gym is an island on its own. I've been all over the country, had the opportunity to go all over the world. I've trained, and I don't know. I can't even tell you how many Gold's Gyms I've trained in. And there's no other gym as far as the Gold's Gym the Venice Gym. So do not compare that gym to all the other Golds, because most all the other Golds are franchises. For me, for the most part, just because Golds is big is not a great choice. There's tons of gyms out there. You have LA Fitness, you have 24 Hour Fitness, you have Metroflex, you have Tiny Ma and Pa Gyms. They only have one gym. If you look for these things that I just gave you and don't do the things that I told you not to do, you'll find the perfect gym. And if any time that you need help with picking a gym, just email me at curtis@curtishardwellfit.com, and I'll help you make a good choice as far as your gym. Because when you make that choice for your gym, that's for your health, how you look, how long you're going to live, what kind of life and lifestyle that you have. It's a hell of a choice when you make a choice for a gym. So hopefully all the little things that I gave you today will help you. But please, don't pick Gold's because they're the biggest out there. I honestly do not even think they're in the top 10, 15, for the most part, of gyms to pick from. Because they're big, don't choose them. So you have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you on the other side. Peace.